W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After the unsuccessful nomination of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, the president-elect has announced that Pam Bondi is his new pick for the job. Bondi is a former Florida Attorney General and has remained in Donald Trump's inner circle for years. She has also continued to advise him on legal matters. South Korea says that Russia is supplying air defense missile systems to North Korea in exchange for sending its troops to fight in the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials are now confirming that Russia did fire a missile capable of traveling 1,000 miles into Ukraine.
This was what they call a medium range. This thing can still fly well over 1,000 miles. Ballistic missile, not quite the intercontinental, but what they call a medium ballistic missile.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Kyiv. Sean Diddy Combs headed back to a New York City courtroom today. He's trying again to get out on bail as he awaits his racketeering, prostitution, and sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News. New warnings for athletes after some recent high-profile burglaries, including at the home of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the NFL has sent a memo to teams and the players' union.
This memo, obtained by ABC News, says the burglars are organized and skilled and appear to exploit team schedules and target athletes' homes on game days.
This is going to be for all of the Super Bowl trophies.
Mahomes and his wife showed off their home for the Netflix documentary series Quarterback. Now the NFL is urging players to avoid posting images of their residence or expensive items.
The homes of several professional players have been targeted by thieves in the last few weeks. Well, it's the last day of the COP29 climate conference and still no agreement on how to help developing countries deal with the effects of global warming. Some estimates say by 2030 it'll cost $2 trillion a year, but draft agreements are leaving financial commitments from wealthy countries on the table. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers missing some players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers at Lambeau Field, but head coach Matt LaFleur says they'll likely be without two of their best defensive starters. Cornerback Jair Alexander has a torn PCL, suffered 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. Then at Wednesday's practice, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper pulled a hamstring.
Did not practice for Jair and Edgerrin Cooper.
Any concern about Sunday for him?
Yes.
Kickoff at 3:25. College football, Wisconsin heads to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. Game time tomorrow, 2:30. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee.
Okay, we have incredible team coming in. Indiana beat us, I think, 4 or 5 times last year. No. Way more. 7 times, 7, 8 times. We got to play defense. We got to move the ball. They want to play fast. We got to sprint back. We got to take guys serious. But we're trending towards the right direction right now, so I'm happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Wicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 45 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. 42 the high, then on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Also, Civic Media's political editor. And as always, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Kind of like football day, right? With the high schools.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
This is 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Notre Dame and Bayport.
Yeah. Notre Dame plays at 10 this morning, right?
Yes.
Do I have that right? Because
then I think three.
Is it Bayport?
Right? Bayport?
Yeah. I mean,
this is huge, man.
It is. Like, we always talk Packers, which is great. But boy, this is big for them. This
weather's
is the Super
better.
Bowl. Weather's great.
Yeah. Actually, I saw, you know, the apartment complex here yesterday, I saw two different people with Triton jerseys on.
Yeah.
Set to go.
There's a lot of people going.
Yeah, that's huge, boy. I can't even imagine playing at Camp Randall. How exciting that must be.
Yeah, it was 2003 we all went because they won. We went with a group of people, and I was mayor back then, and it is really, really something. It is like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not kidding you.
You know, when my senior year in high school, was the last year they didn't have any playoffs. Okay. It was almost like with college football, you get voted in or whatever, you know, for who's the state champ.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So then the next year they had the first year of state playoffs. Well, our big rivals, Ishpeming, you know, where we're just deadly rivals to each other. They got into the playoffs. This is a year after I was out of high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's the same guys I played against the year before and everything like that. And, you know, they win their first game or whatever, and they go to the state championship. And the team they're going to play, CBS News, like Charles Kuralt, I think it was, I'm not even kidding about this, went and did a story on the team they were going to play because they had, like, the all-time longest win streak in high school football in the country.
Well, I can see him doing that human interest
yes.
story, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
And Ishpeming beat them.
Oh, wow.
Ishpeming beat them.
Did Charles come and do a story on
that? He didn't come and do a story on that one. But isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a cool story behind the story, right?
Right.
And everything. But, yeah, this is going to be fun. So I know, well, obviously you know a lot of people that are going down there today. So both teams, you know, I hope they both come back. And
yeah, Wrightstown got knocked off yesterday.
Saw that?
Yeah. Great season, obviously, to make that far. But, again, that weather, when I went to Channel 26 yesterday to do the herd game, and just saw some of the, it's like the weather was so bad. It was raining and windy and just
crud. The other team played in that weather.
I know, I know that. I totally. But I'm just like, saying, for the experience,
no, it's like
of
wow,
being out there,
this is
it's
different.
Like,
they fumbled first.
Yeah.
Play or something like that.
Yeah, it's
I know,
it, yeah.
It's tough. No,
yeah.
Today, like you said, today is much better weather day. So
that's the nice thing about it. Michigan, you know, they play that one indoors down where the Lions play.
Oh.
So that's cool. They have all the games in one day, so it's a fun day. It's great.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
So, anyway, wish everybody good luck. And then of course I got this call last night. Mayor, can you get him a police escort? And I'm like, oh, that's not me. And I did that.
When back in
came
the day.
Oh, yeah, I always did that, you know, and I'm like, no, that's not really me. It was a text that I forwarded to Eric, and I'm like, hey, call this lady. So.
For what? You mean if they win?
Yeah, sometimes like they like to get them out of town too.
Oh, going out of town. Okay.
You know, it's when they run back, then we pick them up right at the county line.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. It's right. Pretty long escort.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Then county takes them to the city takes them to Notre Dame, and yeah, it's a lot. It's a big deal. But like I said, the last time we did that was 2003. So, anyway, it's been a while. So
that's not the last time Notre Dame. No, it was like in the teens, wasn't it? When Notre Dame won the title,
was it 11?
The last time? Was it 11? Dom was in high school
when they won.
Yeah, when they won the state championship.
Maybe it was 11. I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, it was more recent than that.
Okay. I felt younger. Anyway.
Bayport's got a chance,
we had
too.
A great time.
I would not be surprised if both teams won the state championship.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think it'd be phenomenal. So anyway, today is Friday. 43 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 42 in Oshkosh. Today is flossing day. You know what is a great invention?
Mint.
But those little... things.
Yeah. Versus, the little picks.
Yes.
Yeah. Picks.
Yeah.
I mean, those are easy to use sitting watching TV or something, you know, watching a game, using one of those.
What? You don't floss in front of people, do you?
No. Just, I'm not Nikki.
Does she floss in front of
she
people?
She brushes her teeth in front of people.
Remember she brought in all those little toothbrushes?
Yeah, I didn't.
She brushed her teeth 10 feet away from us.
I saw that. I didn't see her use them. I did.
It's scarred into my memory.
Oh, because I have some of the floss things, like, but I would never brush my teeth.
And she was spitting into a cup and everything.
Oh,
and
it was
like a cowboy on a cattle drive.
A little chew.
She asked me if we could put some spittoons around.
I know.
Nice.
I know. You wouldn't think that of her.
But that was a cool invention, those things.
Yes.
And then they got the pick just in case you need the other side.
Because the other things where I always felt like I was taking fishing line and running it through your teeth and it would like.
Until they got, and then they have the wax, non-waxed, and the mint.
Yeah.
So mint waxed is like the flavor.
No, those are awesome. You know what you know what's funny? When I went up north to the camp and I just brought a regular cheap little, Dollar Tree toothbrush. And what a difference my gums felt like without using, because I got one of those. Those things are phenomenal.
I mean,
you want to talk about doing something nice for your mouth?
Yeah.
You use those vibrator type things. They're amazing.
So they also have, if you don't have, the vibrator thing, and if you don't have toothbrush, the things where you just put it on your finger, and it's got the kind of moisture. You open up out a packet, and they got moisture in there and toothpaste, and you just do it with your
finger. Oh, that's kind of gross.
No, then you throw it away. You can do
you
that
throw
in front
your
of
finger
people.
Away?
You just put it over and brush teeth. And like if you're on a plane or something like that, you don't want to get up and do that. You just kind of brush it with that and then throw it away.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Those are cool things too.
All righty.
I don't think they're as big a seller as some of the other
things.
Yeah,
I don't think so
either. No, but they're out there. It's in the travel section. You know,
but you got your finger in your mouth the whole time?
Yeah, brushing your teeth with your finger.
No, out. Todd?
I would be the guy on the plane that gets sat next to somebody who did that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And then they didn't throw it away. They just kind of set it on the tray.
No, they set it on the armrest between
you two. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Exactly.
You see where my gum is here.
That's gross.
That would be me.
I was wondering what you did with that before the mics got turned on, because you were chomping on it pretty good there.
Well, I'm not done with it yet.
Well, why don't you just tear off a corner?
I will, eventually.
Throw it away.
It's still good, though. Cranberry relish day. Big fan of the cranberry relish when it has like pieces of orange in it. Isn't that great?
Yeah. And what? Turkey?
The orange rind
kind of orange rind thing, But just when you take it out of the can, it doesn't do anything for me.
I like both, but.
What do you eat it with? Turkey.
Well, turkey.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The way you talked, it sounded like you had it. So the only time
I've ever had it
once a year?
Yeah. Actually, we didn't even have it at home. I don't know. Probably some other place I went to that had it. Because we always would always just take it out of that can and slice it up. And
we had cranberry. Nobody ever ate it, though. I don't know. It was just on the table.
The cranberry relish?
I don't remember.
Really?
Like kids, maybe the adults did. I don't know if we didn't.
I bet you could put some vodka in that, and that would be good. You know what I mean? You know they talk about putting wine in. I bet a little vodka in a cranberry relish would be good. I would like to try that.
Cherry Bounce we got yesterday.
Yeah, boy. Todd.
Did you have it?
I did not.
No, I didn't have it, Jim. You know why I didn't have it, Jim?
Because you forgot.
Because your grubby little hands grabbed that so fast.
I thought you gave us two.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, you. Okay,
I might have one. Let me go see.
Okay.
Right. I'm glad
you ripped that out of that bag.
Well,
and you're like, I'm taking this.
Oh, I thought she gave us two.
No.
Oh, well, no, I, well, that's good. I saved, so you didn't have breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that for my party, I think. I was going to bring it with me to New York.
She thinks it's vodka.
I know.
I'd never had vodka.
I asked Don about that, too. Neither have we.
I had brandy and whiskey. Usually it's like a Kessler's or and that was, you know, a Christian kind of a Brothers.
Grandpa thing. Right.
Yeah. Well, all my World War II guys, like I said.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wow. Somebody takes care of me.
I'm going to have it at when I have my little party.
All right.
I was going to bring that, but yeah, we'll see.
All right. Anyway. 6 days to Thanksgiving. 33 days to Christmas. Mariel Hemingway is 63. I thought she died. Didn't she?
No, because we don't put them up there. No.
Because I saw her one time. I didn't meet her, but I stood in line at Sun Valley Ski Resort.
That's nice.
Behind her. Because they lived in Sun Valley, and I was in Twin Falls. We used to go to Sun Valley all the time for different things.
Were you skiing?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually where I really learned how to ski was Idaho. That. I mean, I skied the little hills in the UP where we'd take our skis, walk up the hill behind her house up into the woods, and there are these big hills called Lucy Hill. But you know what they've got there?
You have some decent skiing up there. It's not great. It's good. It's good.
In the UP?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm like Marquette Mountain is really nice. They're not huge, but I mean like the Porcupine Mountains,
right,
Blackstone. But I mean, then you go to the mountains out there, and it's like, you better know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You better know what you're doing or you're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I actually took lessons and everything. And I loved it, man. Yeah. I loved it. Is she still alive, Todd?
She is.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Good, 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 good. Her sister died, I think, though, a long time ago.
Is that Margo?
Yes, Margo.
She passed away in 1996.
That's what I thought.
That's what it was.
It's pretty young. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis is 66. She's always bugged me. You?
I don't know. I think she's always.
Always bugged me. Steven Van Zandt, 74, of course, who played, on The Sopranos for so many years. You know, it was funny seeing a thing with the guy who used to be a serious mafia guy. And he used to be kind of like technical advisor for The Sopranos. And he said, Steven Van Zandt and Tony Soprano, or James Gandolfini, like at least twice a week would go out to a bar and get drunk. And every night, James Gandolfini was, I'm done. I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. This sucks. Yada, 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 yada. Next day, he'd be there. But that's where he got into the drugs and drinking problem real bad.
Well, Steven Van Zandt, the one who's has the birthday today, actually is a guitarist for Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was in the Sopranos?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
He was like the co-star of the whole thing.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Look that one
get
up.
Get a picture. Yeah.
I
thought that
Soprano. You told him. He ran the Bada Bing.
Well, God dang it. I had no idea that was him.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I thought that Soprano guy.
Without that do-rag on, I didn't know that was him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So the guy who played the head of the Sopranos, he didn't like his job?
No.
I thought.
Hated it. Isn't that crazy?
Because he was like cast out of nowhere. I mean, he had no like real big resume.
You know, I'd recognize him from. Yeah, there he is right there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Tone, you're coming down to the Bing today. You know what I mean? We got to have a meeting.
See, Todd was being so nice to you. He goes, well, really, John, it's kind of
that's what he normally looks like right there with the do-rag on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't know that was him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah. Hey, go, come down to the Bing. Hey, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. Billie Jean King is 81. Got a text here. Wow, Mino. So Mino, were you rooting for Michael Myers to catch Jamie Lee on Halloween?
Maybe.
There's something about her that just bugs me. I don't know what it is.
I love those movies with her. Oh, they were so good.
I've never seen one. I've never seen a horror movie. Is that something? Except Last House on the Left. That's the show I went to by myself. Back after this.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they'd been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing.
I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mirror here at Good Looking Friday morning. We've got a great lineup coming up. Our band Cheese Curd Nick is coming on.
Yep.
Lisa Hale, we love talking to her with her great Wisco weekend preview. Mark Houston, of course, Bell and Sports Medicine. He'll be in the house. We got Brian Mills and Tim Marquardt talking about officiating, trying to get more people to get involved with high school sports for refereeing. We got Dexter McNasty, former Green Bay Packer fullback, now principal at Green Bay West High School for our Burkle's One Block Over Packer throwback segment, which will be Grace. And we've got Banda Las Locales from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series in Asheville will be joining us.
Yeah, I think you nailed that pretty well.
Yeah, because
I
did too. As did I yesterday when we,
when we did the promo.
Bananas Los Lacanotas. I hope you saved those.
I did.
Excellent.
Great. The retirement party.
By the way, my buddy wants to know if you got his What They Said a couple of weeks ago segment.
I did. I could not open it up.
Couldn't open it.
It's a iPhone file.
Okay.
And I've got Android.
Okay.
So I'm still working on trying to.
Okay. My friend, if you're listening, whose name I can't use because he's probably working. So send it to me or something and we'll get it taken care of.
What is that?
We're actually going to. The things that you guys say every once in a while, he keeps track.
And he uses them out of context?
Yeah. Mm. And then we're going to use them. We're going to use them
another,
on the.
Another reason not to run again?
Former Mayor Jim Schmidt has said.
I said this. And, yeah. And I would be like, that's AI. That's AI. That's
I'm
not
the
me.
Most,
that's
yeah, you know, that's funny. I couldn't believe it. One of the dumbest things I've ever heard in NASCAR racing. I'm a big fan of Joey Logano. He's a big race car driver. A lot of guys don't like him. Whatever. But anyway, so he was on his way to win a race this summer. And this guy that, like, never wins, but his grandpa is, like, one of the biggest names in NASCAR history. So, you know, a lot of people think that's why he even has a ride, as they say.
Right.
And it was coming down to the very last stretch, and he wrecked him. He ran into him and just wrecked him, okay?
The guy that nobody likes took this.
Well, the guy that nobody likes, except for me, got wrecked.
Oh, he got wrecked.
By this other guy that never wins.
That never wins, but has a but grandpa, little legacy. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, I got it.
So
now,
here's the thing.
Mixed up.
So they have, you know, they record now the crew chiefs, you know, giving straight. Okay, he's coming up on your left. He's coming up on your left.
Ooh.
You know, keep the line.
Really hot mic.
Yeah, but you got that. Okay, so, and then you hear one of the guys go, wreck him. Okay?
Wow.
So they got that. And wow. You know, so the old guy, he's like 78 years old. He goes, well, let me tell you something. That wasn't our guy. That's, you can do things now on the internet. It's this artificial thing where other voices can come in and it's like, come on, grandpa. You know, yeah.
Tell him it's artificial intelligence. Oh, okay, I got it.
That's what he was trying to say.
I know.
It's like, really?
Wow. I didn't know they, first of all, I didn't know they mic those guys up. That can be dangerous, right? It's very emotional. I like the sideline stuff. Sometimes I see that and I'm like, wow, you agreed to wear a mic? You know, would you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know players. What? Guys are onto it now. Like, I was watching a thing in minor league baseball. They were doing that. And the kid comes out, like the second baseman, and goes, hey, ump, how you doing, man? Good day for baseball, huh? And he goes, mic'd up, huh?
You know what?
He's like, how'd you know? He goes, come on.
I hope you're seeing better today than last night.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, those kind of things. So, anyway.
Do those players get paid extra to mic up?
I don't know.
I don't think I'd want to do that, you know?
I wouldn't either. I know I wouldn't want to do that. No. I know I would say something bleep, not bleep, good.
Bleep. Yeah.
Speaking of a guy you would not want mic'd up, Cheese Curd Nick.
Oh, he's not.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, Nick, come on in.
How are you, Nick?
Good.
Nice.
Thank you for not bringing us any food because we're, you know, gearing up for the holidays.
We are.
Trying to...
Well, you are. It's Fish Fry Friday.
Did you bring us something?
I'm coming back at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nick.
I didn't know that, Nick.
A little surprise for you guys.
Nick, we didn't know that.
Nick, do you...
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Do you take a booth along the Green Bay Holiday Parade, which is tomorrow at 10 o'clock, downtown Green Bay?
I used to do that.
Yes, I bet you did. Are you? So you're not going... You don't have a booth there.
Steal my cherry, but I got to check something out.
Do you... So you don't do that. Are you going to the... Do you watch a parade? Do you have... Are your kids young enough to watch... Or not? It's... Parades are for everybody.
My kids are gone. They're in Illinois.
We have VIP tickets. Hey, for I just the have to say one thing.
Remember I mentioned yesterday about I think we're our side of the town. One star. The block down there is unbelievable. It looks like Broadway. We got one star.
Hey, that's progress from last
year. I know, right? We had none last year. We got
do
one
realize
in here.
In 300 years, how that's going to look? We get one star a year.
One star a year.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I used to do, it's been a minute. So I did it for a couple, 3 years. And then, I don't know, the old So Good Kettle Corn used to do it.
Yes.
Also. And then I did it. And then.
Despite that Kettle Corn, they were always right on the curb. That was.
Yeah.
Do they, you I say think they used to or they still do?
No, they used to. I think they actually used to be down by the Meyer Corner, if I remember right. Maybe not. Because I used to set up in front of the courthouse.
Well, that's
where that's the bleachers are.
And that's the place to be. That's where I was saying if you wanted, they dropped off a couple of VIP tickets, and we gave them to some of the listeners on some call-in things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the place to watch. Oh, any place is good to watch.
Right. Because
it's not like, as telling these guys, I'm going to the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York. Not sure I'm going to get a front row there. Like here, there's places where if you walk down a block, you're sitting, put the blankets down, and you're there. Mm. But there's just a lot of people in the beginning of the parade for whatever reason.
Yeah. So you're going to the New York, your Macy's Day Parade, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife probably is a little jealous. She likes to watch the girls, the dancers.
Rockettes.
Yeah, so the Rockettes.
He's going to see them.
Yeah. See them. They're obviously at Radio City Music Hall.
But yeah,
we're going
yeah.
to see that Saturday.
But they perform a little bit.
Right? Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course they're in the parade.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool to watch.
Oh, yeah, and they all, you know, it's amazing to try out for that. You can be a great dancer, but, boy, if you're not the exact same height and
legs up to your neck.
Yeah. Well, it's all the same.
Yep.
Which is
have cool. You know what? You want to know something? I'm, like, so consumed with, whatever you want to cut it, or I don't know how to say it, on the internet. This girl called Lauren Jumps. Have you seen that?
I think so. She does all these crazy...
Jump roping.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's my... I've never seen... To music, to different songs.
Really?
And she's like really athletic. She was like some kind of I think a track star or something. And she is amazing what she can do with a jump rope. Because when I used to hang out with those guys, boxings with the Soaring Eagle boxing team, some of those guys were amazing how they could do it. Like crossover.
Crisscross.
Crisscross. Yeah.
Okay. See the picture, Jim?
No,
you don't see it up there. Okay, let me see what I can do.
Okay.
I this is the reason why he likes her. Hold on.
No. I knew you were going to do that. It's the athleticism.
But did you could,
quote unquote,
crisscross jump rope.
I could not.
Really? Did you have to do that in school? Like in grade
well,
school?
Well, see, no.
This is going out for Jim. He's heading to New York City. Oh,
so
Tuesday.
I grew up in... I started...
Oh, she's tall?
She's tall. That's what I mean. She looks like a Rockette type with that kind of body.
Dark hair.
But let me tell you. Watch.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to send a quick break. Nick, stay here.
Those jump ropes are the ones you
want
to get.
I know. I want one now.
I want to...
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Did you know that more than 50% of the global population considers themselves lactose intolerant? Boy, that's a lot of potential dairy customers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick check-in on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Now, a researcher at UW River Falls focused on trying to create ice cream that lactose intolerant customers can enjoy. Details next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Dr. Grace Lewis is a researcher at UW River Falls focused on trying to create an ice cream that lactose intolerant consumers can enjoy.
Yeah, so this enzyme has to have some time to work to break down lactose, and it also, again, operates more favorably under certain conditions. So you add this enzyme in, you have to have a specific vat to store the ice cream mix as the lactose is being broken down. And when lactose is broken down, it's broken down into glucose and galactose, two sugars. And these things are sweeter than lactose is originally, as well as with two small molecules produced, it depresses the freezing point more. So the ice cream mix behaves a little bit differently. And again, it's an education point for me, where how can we teach processors about these differences and how to formulate to make the ice cream behave as normal.
Dr. Grace Lewis up at UW River Falls, a food scientist trying to create an ice cream that lactose intolerant consumers can enjoy. She says their formulations currently don't change the flavor of the ice cream. And in fact, they found out with the enzyme process, this ice cream melts slower than normal ice cream. They're not sure why, just a pleasant surprise.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And 10 schools are picking up $500 grants from the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program to enhance their ag education materials. Those classrooms include Reidsville, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Verona, Manawa, Glenwood City, Viroqua, Argyle, Clayton, and Athens. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 45 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. 42 the high, then on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday out there. Cheese curd Nick in the house. Lisa Hale, Wisco Weekend Preview. Coming up, they do so many great stories in that show, you won't believe it. Mark Hewson, Bell in Sports Medicine, he's always a great guy to talk to. Brian Miltz, Tim Marquardt, school officiating update. Dexter McNabb, former Green Bay Packer fullback and now principal at Green Bay West High School, will be joining us for the Burkles One Block Over Packer Throwback Friday. And we've got, of course, Dennis Peters, lead singer of the Glam Band, coming in, and his very special live musical guest who will be performing in the studio, right,
That's Todd? Correct, yes.
I mean, you're using all our fancy new equipment, aren't you?
Right. Yep.
Yes, with the Banda Los Locales, right. Heights Pub and Parlor music series, and Ashton will be joining us. By the way, Nikki brought in, you left too soon yesterday.
Yeah.
Nikki brought in soup for everybody.
Oh.
Chicken gumbo from the Heights.
Oh, nice.
Did you have it, Todd?
I did. A little kick to it?
Yeah. Really good.
Cleared me out a little bit.
Absolutely.
Nick, there's a chicken gumbo, very popular, just gumbo, mm-hmm. I guess, called chicken. They're having a gumbo contest during the NFL draft.
Booyah.
Oh, that's just not the same thing?
No.
Wow. Nope. I think you may have just offended some folks in the Pulaski area.
And up in Brussels.
Brussels, that's right. That's the whole, I was thinking of that, Brussels. Yeah. Because is that a Belgian thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Booyah. Is the Belgian thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gumbo is a New Orleans
southern
thing.
A southern thing, yeah.
Cajun.
Okay. They're a lot more similar than you think.
Well, you know how many people think that booyah is just chicken soup without the noodles?
Okay. All right.
Okay. There is. There's people.
But there's a difference between booyahs. I mean, because I've had some where they capture it just right with almost like the grease part of the chicken, which adds the flavor.
Well, it's more than the grease part of the chicken because
it's
isn't it? Well, they put that, and then if you have a true Belgian booyah,
yeah,
there's oxtail in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they boil the oxtail, they cook the oxtail in with the, that's what makes the flavor.
Ah, I did not know that.
We're having a booyah, like, cook-off.
Yes.
For the draft.
Yep.
And the entrance, the entry, you have to be a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in, and I think they assign you a chef, but I want all the trade secrets because we want to win that thing. So that oxtail, is that a trade secret? Or
Todd,
no.
Need some oxtail.
Oxtail.
Looking on it.
So here's
coming
the
up.
Other thing. So
where do you get that? Like, I guess off an ox, but like where do you
University
buy that?
University Market has it.
Do they slaughter that many oxes that there's a lot
say.
Of tails to go around?
Huh?
What do you do with the rest of it?
What do you mean? You just throw it in there and you cook it. And
no,
then
no, no. They see the tail. But what do you do with, like, the legs and
I don't know what they do with that.
Well, that's kind of a waste of money to throw a whole
tail. I'm sure they don't.
I agree.
I'm sure they don't.
Maybe dog food or something?
You know that guy who owns that dog food factory on the east side?
Yeah.
That thing is booming.
Yep.
Talk to him about
it. What do they make it out of?
I have to get up. I love touring places. Anyway, I just went to see him for a donation. But, yeah, he's awesome.
So for the bouillon, you need that. And then what you do is when you cook the chicken, you strip the chicken from the bone.
Yeah.
And then you throw the bones typically like in a cheesecloth. You tie it.
Yeah.
And then you keep cooking the bouillon.
Oh, because I always wondered, how do they pick the bones out afterwards?
Yeah.
Ah.
So you pull and you want to go with dark meat. Typically dark meat.
So thighs?
Why don't you just use a duck then?
I don't know. Then it would be called duck booyah.
That right. doesn't sound as... No.
But that's all dark meat, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
A duck. And
well,
then
you can use... A lot of people, like when they do bulk, they'll do a whole chicken. But if you really want it, if you're doing it for at home or whatever...
You just use the dark meat.
Use dark meat.
More flavor.
More flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just let the...
I don't think you knew that.
Yeah, you let the bones... You get a cheesecloth.
That oxtail thing, we'll go back to that. Since when does an oxtail have flavor?
Jim, they really do.
Really?
But Jim, Lisa Hale, of course, who will be joining us in a little bit, just said oxtail is beef tail,
yes.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
It's the tail from a beef cow.
Okay.
So everything else.
Oh. Yeah. When you say ox, I'm thinking of the big, right. You know.
Yeah, okay. Well, they don't call it, they don't call it beef tail. They call it ox tail.
Okay. You know what? It's all starting to make sense now. Because when I toured American Food Group and they slaughter like the bowels of these, he said, we sell everything but the moo. So that tail goes into, but it's called a beef tail, but you guys call it oxtail to sound like.
Because when you said ox, I think of the one they used to have at Heritage Hill for like 30 years.
Right.
Harry or whatever his name was.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm glad I know that. I bet that's not that expensive.
No.
You know
but not every place has it, but University Market has it.
Well, I got a lead on it. I'll get it. Okay, that's cool. All right.
You know, the other thing too with Booyah is, what makes the flavor too is the smoke. So you always cook booyah over a wood fire.
Yeah,
totally.
So when you make it at home over the kettle, over the pot,
it
doesn't fly.
And that's what I mean. There's such a difference between different types of booyah.
My guess for this contest, which is going to be, she said Friday morning. I hope I'm not talking out of school. She said on the radio, didn't she? Todd, was she on the radio when she said that? They're having this nonprofit booyah cook-off. So, I mean, I want to build a whole fire, get the whole pot.
You're going to actually do it?
No, well, I'm going to coordinate it. No, I'm going to.
But you're going to enter the contest?
Oh, absolutely. I talked to the community shelter already. They said, yeah, we are totally in on that. And
you know what?
That'd be fun. And then they're doing obviously they're going to have professionals probably like you, Nick, do a taste test. But then they're going to have the People's Choice Award. And the People's Choice Award, it's going to have a lot to do with the ambiance. You know,
presentation.
Oh yeah.
Got a couple texts here. Festival Foods also sells oxtail, or they'll order it for you. Thank you, Sarah. Max says, I've purchased it at Hy-Vee. Oh, oxtail.
Did. Okay. Well,
you know what I told you? When I was walking past the little Mexican restaurant down here next to Jill's, they have beef tongue sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm there.
I would not be able to eat a beef tongue sandwich.
If it's cooked correctly.
I would stand in line for that.
Really?
If it's cooked correctly. It's delicious and tender.
Mentally, the thought of that is...
That's you don't want it rubbery. You're right, Nick. It's how it's cooked.
Well, did I ever...
Todd, have you ever had it?
I have.
You seem like you're the type. You being a farm boy kind of thing,
well,
you would have had it.
My mom made us eat all
that's
sorts
what
of
I
weird
mean.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Heart, you know.
That's
I've had deer heart. Deer heart's not bad.
Slow and low, butter and garlic.
With deer heart?
Yes.
Actually, they used to boil it first and then fry it up.
The tongue.
No,
the deer heart.
The tongue you would boil it.
So, yeah.
We had a quick text here. The booyah cook-off with linens a possibility? Absolutely.
I'll tell you what. My booth is going to win. I'm not cooking it. We have
for the aesthetics.
I think, I don't want to get over my skis here. I think she said they assign you a chef, the nonprofit, like the Red Cross.
And probably.
That they assign you a chef. But we at the new community shelter wouldn't need that. We have two of the best chefs in Green Bay that... And I talked to him about it.
But that might be the rules.
That might be the rules, yeah.
Got this one from Liz. My grandfather was a butcher and would bring home the cuts that people wouldn't buy. Heart, liver, and tongue.
Man,
liver, though. Liver's...
liver and onions.
Yeah,
liver. Well, where does that liver come from? What animal?
Cow, right?
Cow.
Oh, okay.
Calf, cow, yeah.
Well, I'm surprised then that people wouldn't want the liver.
Well, liver, again, that's got to be cooked right, too.
You don't want to overcook liver.
Right.
That's the problem. People don't know how to cook it. It's actually really good if you cook it right.
Right.
Her grandpa probably said, you know, boss, nobody's buying this stuff. That's pretty good stuff he was taking home.
Well, there's a movie where a mafia guy ran a restaurant and he was losing all his food. And I've had people that work at restaurants say the same thing. They just clean house with the food. They steal food. Yeah. And ran a steak place. And he said, hey, Harry, let's sit down and have a drink. Long day, boss. I'm going to go home. No, we're going to have one drink. I don't know, but no, sit down and have a drink. So, okay, boss. So you good? And the boss takes a fork and just slams it right into the guy's thigh, okay?
Yeah.
And he had steaks taped up and down his thighs. But yeah, I had a buddy that worked in a restaurant down in Phoenix, and it was a breakfast restaurant. And he said as soon as the morning thing was done and the boss has left or whatever, people were just loading up free for all.
That's true. I mean, it's a sad commentary on, but they don't get paid a lot, people who work in restaurants, and they don't, that's just, that's taking money out of the cash register. They don't sometimes see it the same thing. And I was so glad when my brother and I had a business and it was paper converting. I'm like, the good thing, nobody wants to steal this stuff. I mean, nobody wants to take, you know, industrial wipes. And if they want to take it, and I told them, if you want to take it, just take it.
I absolutely would have.
In case the next strip's really going to wear, just take them home if you want it, but just, you know, don't steal anything from me. So, but the other thing with businesses is sometimes employees get like 40% off. It's up to the owner, right? 30%, 40%. And man, when we were gone, every customer was an employee. it just because they give it to their friends.
Come in
and eat, you know. But that's a tough business to make money because of those little things.
Right. But there's also some things that they, you know, I think any restaurant shouldn't charge their employees anything to eat. And you want to know why?
No. I mean, yes. I do want to know why.
So if you if this is your menu, minus the gum.
I'll take my gum off there.
Okay. Yeah. So if this is your menu, right?
Yeah.
And I'm charged.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know. Okay, good. Go ahead. So, how's the veal?
Exactly.
Okay.
And they don't have an honest opinion of it because they're only getting 20% off. And let's say the veal is $60.
Yeah. Good point.
No.
You should let your employees be able to eat. Now, within reason, I don't want to take 7 veal home tonight.
Yeah.
But within reason.
I think that's a great idea.
Now, they can come in a half hour early. I'll have little samples cut up, and they can taste it. So when a customer says, have you tasted it? Yeah,
Evan
very good.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Right over there.
I'm not giving him a $60 dinner.
You know, when I you talk about theft. When I worked in the mine, when I worked in the mill part of the mine, it's called the pellet plant, and they would have random stuff, some spot checks. You know, the horn would go out, the whistle would go off. And everybody grabs their lunch pail and goes walking out. They would have security checking lunch pails because so many guys would steal tools.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was a big thing, stealing stuff like that. But the thing is, too, with those kind of restaurants like that, let's say you buy a bunch of steaks or whatever. Can you only keep them for a certain amount of time?
7 days.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, 7 days. 7 days.
You gotta turn your inventory there.
But here's the thing.
But then what do you do with it?
Send it home with the employees.
No.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you?
No. Well, here's the thing. Have you ever gone to a restaurant that's got 7 pages on their menu?
No.
Well, you know what I mean. Like
Like
TGI Fridays, right? It's like a book.
Yeah. So what do you think is their best item? They probably don't. They're all average because they can't concentrate on one certain thing. When you go to a place and they got like say 10 things on there, like White Dog, Black Cat.
Yeah.
Their menu is very limited. There's a lot of restaurants in town. They got a 1 or 2 page menu. Those are the places that you want to eat at because they're, you know that.
But even like, so you look at Cheesecake Heaven, right? They've got a huge menu book, but they probably don't sell half the stuff on there. I think it's just a little bit more like, oh, we got everything. You know what I mean? I don't think they really sell a lot of it.
But even like a place like that, you got all these different, you got pasta, salad, and this kind
and
of
that's
you
all,
know, pasta.
Just mix it up.
What do you do?
Well, you take a little bit out at a time. So, like, if you're
10 cents of pasta, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, there was a place I worked at. We make 50 bags of pasta.
Yeah.
Okay. 50, you know, we'd portion out 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Then we'd freeze them.
Okay.
So then you had a pot on the stove boiling water. So, we got a Alfredo coming in. All right. Yeah. Throw it in there and boils it up and you're done.
All right.
But we're just, anyway, for this draft. It's just all it is booyah for that contest Friday morning, and that's going to be fun. And if you have any tricks, tell me because I'd like.
I'll tell you something to be careful of. A good friend of mine, she had a place make booyah for her for high school graduation, and the guy was a phenomenal booyah guy. He did it for my son's graduation too, but something happened. She goes, "Oh my God, it's like fermenting and going over the top, and it's like blah blah." I guess they put it in a bucket that like the stuff was still hot. They put it in like a plastic bucket. Uh-huh. And there's some kind of reaction because of that? You don't know anything
Maybe,
about that?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, and it would ruin the whole thing.
Well, I wouldn't put it in plastic.
Well, whatever they put it in, it was like cold. Put the hot booyah in something cold, and it went crazy weird.
Mm. Yeah, no.
No?
We're going to serve it in
Well, I'm just telling you, DeWalt, I'm going to get a hold of her. And we're going to find out, because I could see that happening
to
you.
We just got a bunch of bowls in.
I could see that happening to you on that day. Johnny, I need some help.
We got those. The bowls that you want, we don't have any of that styrofoam stuff. No, paper. No, that's part of it. It tastes better if it's not, you know, if it's served in the right environment. I'm excited about this. This is going to be big. We're going to win this thing.
You're allowed to have an open fire?
I'm getting a permit. Talking to the chief, he owes me.
You are the worst liar. You're the worst liar in the world.
I'm
going
to talk to the chief. I'm getting that permit.
The only time I've seen you lie worse was talking to that cop coming through Princeton or whatever. That somebody was speeding and weaving and you wanted to get away from them.
Right.
And it was a mom in her soccer van. Back after
that. Did I get out of it?
No.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back! I'm the mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. Who we got coming on right now, Todd?
Well, it's a little lady we know by the name of Lisa Hale from New Wisco Weekend.
Hello.
Lisa, I have to ask, did you like, I don't know if you were like eating a bowl of Cheerios or anything, when Jim said that, what did he say, Todd?
I'm not sure.
That the chicken gumbo is the same as chicken
bouillon. Oh, yeah, that's a mistake. That's a big mistake. Big mistake. That's
Lisa?
Hurts the ratings.
I was not eating Cheerios at that time, but let me tell you, if I had heard that, he would have heard from me.
Yeah, I know.
True Southerner.
Yeah.
Gumbo, mm-mm. Bouillon is not gumbo. Mm-mm.
Yes, I know.
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing really, really well. How about you guys?
Fantastic. I got to be honest with you. What? I broadcast the Wisconsin Herd game last night.
Yay.
Tough one. They led by 21 midway through the third quarter and ended up getting beat by like 10. Ooh, it was like a 30-point turnaround.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, So what kind of great things you got going on for New Wisco?
Yeah, you did it right.
New Wisco weekend.
New Wisco weekend. And we've got, Thanksgiving is coming up. So our entire show this weekend is around gratitude and thankfulness and Thanksgiving. We've got, you know, people who are thankful for tiny little things. We've got a segment on music that features gratefulness. We have a story on a huge food donation that was made in the Fox Valley this week from Amcor and Kraft Heinz. We've got a story on Paul's Pantry. We've got lots of really good stories that will hit you, not necessarily in your heart, but will make you stop and say, thank you for that.
Nice.
So that's what we're focusing on.
And there's a lot of great things in this community that we sometimes, until somebody tells you, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. And I think this whole gratitude list, and you know, when you go see a shrink like I may have done once in a while, they
not often enough.
Let me get him on the phone and set up.
Forget that on a regular thing.
Just to stay all right.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, hi, Jim. He just calls us some random number. Oh, hi, Jim. But this whole gratitude list, and you know, that's one of the beauties of Thanksgiving, to go around the table and, you know, everybody says what they're grateful for. And, you know, I think it's, you got to take time to do that. And there are a lot of things, and as I've said many times, you know, I think, you know, some organizations, the government gets a lot of credit, but it's really these nonprofits, Paul's Pantry, New Community Shelter, that Alzheimer's Association, that really, really make a difference in the community. And I think it's great you're featuring those on your show, Lisa.
And I do try to feature nonprofits a lot, because nonprofits are very close to my heart. I came from a nonprofit organization right before I came to work here. So, you know, I try to feature that, but I also just try to tell the stories that maybe people aren't hearing.
Lisa, when you guys sit around and say, hey, what should we do? What do you have your finger on the pulse of? How do you guys determine that?
We plan out New Wisco weekend weeks in advance. So, you know, we'll sit down. Terry Barr is our lead correspondent and helps me write it and is fantastic. And we'll sit down and we'll go, okay, so coming up on December 17th, what can we focus on? Do we have anything that we want to showcase? Is there any sort of like national holiday or observance that is around that time? And we'll kind of focus it around that.
Isn't that, John, listen to her.
Show prep.
December 17th. John gets here at 6 o'clock. What do we have coming up at 6:05?
Yeah, I've got New Wisco weekend planned throughout the year. It's completely planned out. I just have to start for January now.
That is partially true what he said.
Hey, Lisa's going to be coming up for the parade tomorrow. So oh, cool. She'll be with us. Yeah.
All right. So
fantastic.
That we're planned for, but we didn't have anything to do with it. But John and I are both in, there's a whole bunch of civic media people in the parade. Did you see, Nick, when you walked in, they got us finally swag. We have matching, like, really cool sweaters. You see those?
Yeah, I see
that. That's what we're wearing tomorrow, man.
We're big time.
We are.
We're big time.
We're happening now, so we got to bring the Sharpies.
Sign autographs.
Usually the chief of staff brings them, but we're not there yet.
So you're hanging out with the cool guys.
Gotta bring our own.
You know, in the lunchroom, there's that cool kids table.
Right, that's us.
That's who you're going to be with tomorrow.
I'll tell you what.
I cannot wait.
If you guys want some glossies to sign, I'll get you some, but it's going to be old pictures of you guys.
Yeah, you'd be the one of me with the hair. The number one thing that I was getting on that is Mr. Cotter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Welcome Back, Cotter. Yeah.
You talking about that old photo of you?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
No, we'll bring the Sharpie. Then what do you say to a kid when they bring it up there? You know, I can have your autograph. What's your name, kid? You know, because they like to personalize it, you know? So I don't want to go it on eBay.
No.
Oh, yeah, you got to worry about that.
I told you about that time, Packer I will not name. It was down in Tampa, Packer-Tampa Bay game, and the Packers used to have a big tailgate party. Packer fans used to have a tailgate party, all the ones that lived in Florida. And a former Packer was doing an autograph thing for $5, okay? Signing up. You know, big, long line. And at the end, a guy comes, hey, Joe, I'm just throwing that name out. I don't know if you remember me years ago in Green Bay. I helped you out with your car because you had some issues. And I was working on yada, yada. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And just wondering, hey, would you have my hat here? I'm going to give it to my grandson. Would you mind autographing? No, I'm glad to. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes, thanks, Ray. Oh, excuse me. And then he goes, hey, where's the $5?
$5.
Yeah. All right, Lisa Hill, pub your show one more time, please.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, right here on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
And please do me one more favor. Tell Uzall to have a nice Thanksgiving.
Y'all have a nice Thanksgiving now.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the parade. We'll see you at the parade tomorrow.
And we'll make you some gumbo. All right.
Bring the Sharpies. Break.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports, joining us next.
Welcome back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition with Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, with a Badger Packer preview, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.